about comedy, concerts, and beer. Pilsners, lagers, and IPAs. Liquid courage just to take the stage. Backstage pass, got you feeling right. And everyone's welcome like an open mic. Getting drunk, waiting for the last man to fall. When it's time to take a shot, we yell, Cannonball! Jokes got you smiling from ear to ear. Our beverage of choice is beer, man, beer! Kick back and relax while the beer foam settles. Now here's your hosts, Johnny Benson and Keg Kettles.
It's Beer Man Beer, the podcast streaming in your ear about comedy, concerts, and beer. Follow us on Instagram at Beer Man Beer Pod. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Let us know if you love us or if you think we stink. My name is Johnny Benson, and across from me is the great Keg Kettles.
Hey, Johnny, how you been?
Keg Kettles is cracking a beer, getting ready, because we have a great guest today. Oh, look at that beer. Looks delicious, man. We're going to have a
look at that. That's some black walnut stout right there.
That sounds like it's from the South.
It's not.
No, all right. I'll tell you what, we got a great guest tonight. You can see her perform at the National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C., March the 24th. And you can check out her music at Jenny Angel Music, the great country artist Jenny Angel in studio. What's happening, Jenny?
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing all right, Jenny. Good to see you.
How you doing, Jenny?
How are you, man? Look at you. Look great. Look at these glasses. Tell me about these glasses.
The glasses are really cool, huh?
They're some cool glasses. You got some cool, like, rose-colored, like you're going to go to the shooting range kind of glasses going on here.
Going to the show, baby. Now, these are rainbow optics. They're really cool. They come in all different colors, and, like, you can get them depending on, like, how you're feeling. Like, if you feel like it's, like, too bright, you get, like, a blue. Or if you feel like you're, like, it's, like, rainy and you need, like, a lift, you get, like, a yellow.
Oh, nice, man. You sound kind of Elvis-y today.
Absolutely.
You got an Elvis vibe going on or what?
Going to win this race?
Did you have a peanut butter and banana sandwich on the way over?
That's actually, I love lemonade. Peanut butter and banana. Honey.
I'll do a little bit of peanut butter and banana.
Toast that bread first,
right.
Yes.
Tell you what. Are you willing to, I know we're going to get into all of your music. We're going to talk about all your shows you got coming up, but we going to have to taste some beer. So,
I'll taste a little bit.
Taste a little bit of beer?
Just a little bit of beer.
All right. We don't want to have you.
Not too much.
No. Well, we do have a beer coming up. The Keg Kettles. What do we have in the glass?
So, this is a black walnut stout from Industrial Mechanics. Our friend Dave Pesky.
Dave Pesky. All right.
And anything that Dave makes is very good.
All right. Let me get that can so I can pour a little bit in my cup.
Here you go. It's a little sloppy. It's a little sloppy.
It looks like dessert in a can.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is. Look at that. I'm going to give you a
look. So this black walnut stout is aged on roasted black walnuts, cacao, and Madagascar vanilla.
Oh, so I'll give you a little taste there.
Doesn't that sound sexy? Mm-hmm. That sounds really sexy.
It sounds like dessert.
It looks like dessert. And
it smells like dessert, then it's dessert.
Something like that. Something like that.
Now, we had this when we brewed for Illicit.
We did.
Or brewed with Illicit.
Now, Jenny Angels, we just checked. We made our own beer at a brewery this past week, right? A couple weeks ago, or is it?
Yeah, it was 2 weekends ago.
Well, I get confused because I'm,
Dude, every day goes by so quick,
so
man.
So fast, yeah. So we did make a beer with the great Brian Ayers. Big party at Illicit coming up in April for our return of Hard Rock Bach on the tap. It's going to be good. So how you feeling about this Pesky beer?
Did you like it?
No, we had it because Pesky brought it out of the cooler, right?
Yeah, but I don't remember what happened 2 weeks ago. Let's see if Jenny likes it. Country star Jenny.
Is that what you're
going
just
in for the beer?
Me?
I called you country star Jenny.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, this is good. This is good for sitting around the campfire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little cigar.
Roast a little
right?
Marshmallow, bop it in there. Boom, shakalaka, chug that thing.
Oh, there we go. All right.
That's good. I like it.
Shakalaka, chug that thing.
Well, don't you think that would be good? A little marshmallow, melt some marshmallow, just plop it right in there.
Well, sounds like a plan
That's
to me.
That's a party, man.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going in.
I'm going in.
We make sure you roast it a little bit.
Like to taste it?
Now, how do you like your marshmallow? Do you like it just golden. A little bit golden, or you like it burnt?
No, it's got to be a medium golden. I'm very particular. Point where
it's like skin being pulled off.
No, the whole thing crispy like a roasted chicken.
Yeah, so you like it like a little burnt.
Like, don't burn.
Oh, I like it burnt.
Like it looks like the gremlin when it went in the pool.
Exactly.
And all bubble it up.
Exactly. That is the only way to eat a marshmallow. Because golden brown, I mean really golden brown. Or golden.
I made Jenny Spewer Stout.
It's kind of heated, but it's not really heated. You got to get it heated. You got to have it where it's like flaming.
That's it. Flaming marshmallow stout.
Yeah, no, it gets warm enough. Just drop right in the. Yeah.
Because, I mean.
That's delicious. All right, no, so we're making really
s'mores.
Nice.
When we're making s'mores, if that is not hot enough, how are you going to melt the chocolate so it adheres to the graham cracker? It's a whole
like
process.
Coffee,
man.
S'mores. You can even have some, you can even do a little bit of spice on it.
Jenny's into the beer. I like it.
I like that. Yeah. I like it. A little nutmeg on that.
Now, Jenny, you have a southern twang. Are you from the south? Or?
Nah, man.
Nah?
I mean, I was born in Macon, Georgia. I was born in Macon, Georgia.
Macon?
I lived in Macon, was born in Augusta Hospital.
Macon.
And then, my father was a construction manager. We moved all over the place. And then we finally settled up in New York when I was about five. But we moved a lot of different places. And then I kind of grew up around there and went to college in Dallas, Texas. And then I went to college at, I stayed there for a couple of years. And then I came back up here.
Nice. So you have a lot of southern roots.
And then I go back and forth to Nashville.
So when did you start playing tunes?
When I was 13, I started writing my own songs on the phone with my girlfriends in middle school, which was really fun. And then we started a band in high school. And then
were you doing the Taylor Swift thing where you're talking about the exes breaking your heart?
Do you want to hear my first song that I wrote?
I absolutely do.
All right, we're going in deep.
Half and half, ultra pasteurized, homogeneous, half and half, condiments make the world go round.
I'm going to have a new outlook on coffee tomorrow now.
John, what do you put half and half in your coffee?
I do put half
and
half
in my coffee.
One?
You want another one?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Now, that was at what age?
That was at, hold on. Stephanie. I'm thinking back in the timeline of my life. 14. And then before that, I created a round.
It's not. A round?
I was 10.
Around, that's like row, row, row your boat.
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Hold on, time. Around,
around. Yeah.
Is that why did you reference row, row, row your boat?
Because
if I
start singing row, row, row,
I'll teach
your
you
boat.
Both the parts, and we can all do it, and I'll do harmony on top.
They call that around.
I'm going to teach you my very first song that I ever wrote.
I've never known that ever.
Around, man.
As around. Hey, listen, don't judge me. She was about to snarf all over the table.
I know. No.
I never knew that being called around.
Yeah, all right, Jenny, let's hear that round.
All right, let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So what's
my part? Are you guys
going to
learn it? Okay, so this is what you're going to do,
so,
right?
So what's Johnny's part?
Okay, are you singing?
Fine, I'll sing.
Okay. I'll sing too.
Okay, this is what you're going to do. Beans, 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 beans. Oh, I love baked beans. Beans, 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 beans. Oh, I love baked beans. Beans, 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 beans. Oh, I love baked beans.
All right, I think I got it. I think I do.
is it too soon for me to bow out? That's just way too much to even think about.
How many beans
when
is it?
It gets better.
It's beans, 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 beans. Oh, everybody has a different part, or is it the same?
You do that over and over and over again.
This sounds like an episode of Seinfeld.
And then I have
Seinfeld.
A different part.
And you have a different part.
Yankee beans.
Okay. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Oh, man. Yeah, John, you're in. If you can remember that... Dude,
beans.
Unless you can do this, because this goes on top of it.
Kudos to you.
What goes
man.
On top of the beans?
How about a little bacon?
No.
Right, what do you got, Jenny? What do you got?
I don't think I can do.
You can do it. Maybe breathe, little, Jenny. Breathe.
Maybe a little cheddar cheese on the beans.
You need a shot?
No. Okay. I just haven't even thought about this in a long time. That's why it's really, really funny.
Okay, I'm laughing. What do you got?
Okay. Purple, yellow, green, brown. And you keep listening all the colors.
Hey, where's that beer? Pass me that beer, please.
And then, like, would you like forget how many.
Yeah.
I forget.
Is
the
there
colors.
Any more in there?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Purple, yellow.
I didn't mean to distract, but I just.
No, you're fine. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do this.
I'm going to be a spectator. Sure.
I'm not going to do it.
Beans. Oh, I love beans.
Dave, by the way, this is great.
Beans. Oh, I love beans. Beans.
So I'm going to pee my pants.
What are you chiming in on the round? When's your part come in?
I'm dying over here. There's this whole Monty Python thing going on here.
Beans. Oh, I love beans.
Oh, God, I used to love British comedy.
Spam.
British comedy, Are You Being Served? You never watched that? Spam.
No, I never watched that. No, I've seen
Are You Being Served?
No.
What the hell is that?
It's about these like old people that work in a department store, like selling clothes and like perfume and jewelry to people in London, and they all dress really, really nice, and they talk like this.
Wow.
Are You Being Served? Never seen it. It's on like Channel 13, like Mr. Bean and all that.
Mr. Bean. Now, Mr. Bean is awesome.
All right. Now, we've gotten way off the track of you singing country music. So I want to do. I want to play one of your songs.
Okay, go.
And I want to. Let's go through. Here we go. That's you playing the guitar, right?
That's my producer.
Oh, so you're not playing it. You're just singing.
Not in this recording.
Oh, okay. Now, if you played this live, you'd be playing the guitar.
Yeah.
All right.
A little slide.
I just didn't play on this track. Nice.
Oh, hold on. The song is called "Connecticut Cowboy."
That's not you, Johnny B.
Not too many country songs have the word Connecticut in it.
I know. Just like
I can't name one.
There's nine, and this one.
There's nine.
If you ask anything to play Connecticut Cowboy, this is the only one.
All right, here we go. We're gonna play some.
I had finished my set down on Broadway, packing up my guitar when I heard him say, "Thought your songs tonight were really good."
Jenny's breaking it down while we're playing.
Handsome boy.
Who could that be?
All right, I love the line. You must be yanking my chain, a Yankee country fan.
That's a hook, baby.
That is great.
That's a hook, baby.
Is this a song about someone, or is this a true story, a fictional story? Is there a Connecticut cowboy?
I don't know how to answer this without my lawyer present.
Oh, I understand. All right,
let's I'm just kidding. I'll let you know the full story, actually. I have no problem letting you know the full story. So
let's get to the chorus for a second.
Yeah.
L.L. Bean flannel, huh?
How about the area boots?
Yeah, it's so... Wow, stop dropping stuff.
Song's so good, I lost my headphones.
Johnny, you all right?
Yeah,
don't you just see the guy I'm talking about in your head, though? In Nashville, they're everywhere. You go to Morgan Wallen's, they're all wearing the same outfit. Sorry. I mean,
we don't usually check out dudes.
Morgan Wallen's isn't opening yet. But Aldine's everywhere.
Well, look at her. Look at her throwing some shade on her. Yeah, look at that. Some.
What'd I do?
Popping the collar.
Popping the collar.
Gotta call out these Connecticut Cowboys up in here.
Are there some Connecticut Cowboys?
They exist.
They do exist, right?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, listen, we see them at the any country show we go to.
They're everywhere.
You see them fogging. They got their diesels blowing.
They exist. I dated a bunch.
You dated a bunch
kidding.
Of them?
I'm just kidding. I'm just totally joking. Do you want to know the history behind the song?
Of course I do.
Well, we always want to hear the history behind the song.
So this was a collaboration with a Nashville songwriter who lives in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Or not, I don't remember. Please forgive me if I say this wrong, Rich. So Rich Sutter reached out to me on Nashville Songwriters, and we got together and wrote this song. So he had it already framed out, and I jumped on and sang, and I maybe just changed like one or two words and hooked him up with my producer, Eric Dalton. And then we did the music and went to the studio, and I did the harmonies, and it was a lot of fun. And so this story is completely fictional, but it started to kind of take form, I think.
Do you think this will encourage more Connecticut guys to be cowboys?
I think so. I think it's going to encourage more people to come to Nashville to experience, the bars down there. Because I do sing on Broadway. Every time I'm there, I sing at Tootsie's. I got a job down there, but I can't until I actually move to Nashville. So right now I'm back and forth. I'm going down in April again to sing at Kid Rocks and a couple other places. Nice. So the fact that the song was written, not written really for me, like it was written and then it matches kind of like in syncly everything that's going on in my life at the moment.
Well, I'm listening to it and it sounds like you're madly in love with some douchebag from Waterbury. I don't know. That's
like, I know, right? It's crazy, but maybe not.
You think there's cowboys in Waterbury?
I was gonna say I'm gonna go with a hard no on the Waterbury.
Maybe Town Plot Hill, but
I'm gonna say not Waterbury. It's definitely you know what it is?
How about Watertown?
I'm gonna tell you right now, it's Southbury.
I like Southbury.
And wait, hold on, where is that? Like you just see it because you're on the highway and then you see these big trucks with these flags and like this black diesel smoke just in your face and you're like,
in Southbury.
Wait.
Really?
Right?
That's the right berry, right? It's just not Middlebury?
I don't know. What berry am I talking about?
One of them.
Was it that long ago that I don't remember seeing that?
Mm-hmm. Now, where exactly?
Zelford, maybe.
And I'll play a little bit and we'll talk over it.
Yeah.
Where? Oh, sorry. Whereabouts? All right, whereabouts on let's suppose you're playing Toad's Place Saturday. Where in the lineup is this song gonna be on the lineup?
Well, for one, have you ever played at Toad's Place?
No, but I would love to. That'd be a dream come true. I emailed them a bunch of times, probably for the past 4 years.
Really?
Since I yes.
Okay.
I think my friend Wayne Warner and Tanya Tucker played here.
You know Toad's.
You know Tanya Tucker?
I know Wayne Warner. I talk to him on the phone sometimes. But he's friends with Tanya Tucker and Taylor Swift and a bunch of people.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Should I just not say? Are we alive?
She's a communist.
No, we're not live.
What's that?
We're not live, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
What? Taylor Swift's a communist?
No, you can say whatever you want. I don't really know if she's... I don't know her at all. I just know Wayne.
I kind of feel like this is your hit. This is like your... this is your free bird right here, right?
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah.
You're not, because I'm still connected to the South, baby.
When I hear this song, I hear Carly Simon.
Carly Simon, really?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what?
I hear some Carly Simon coming through there. I don't know if it's the inflection in her voice or what, but there is there's a Carly Simon vibe. I hear You're So Vain.
I like covering that song. That song's fun.
I hear it. I don't know why. From the first time I heard that song, when I went onto her page, that's what I thought instantly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a bad thing to be thought of.
Oh, no. Carly's
an honor. Are you kidding?
Carly's an icon.
Absolutely. We saw her.
We went to the concert. Kate Kettles and I.
Oh, my God. I've never seen her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
With Hall & Oates.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. That was, 1994? 596.
Wow. Yeah, you were two. Or if you weren't two, we would have brought you with us.
And we sat in the rain. Anywho.
So I'll tell you what. We got a lot more of your music to play. We got a lot more.
We got a bunch.
We have a lot more shenanigans.
We got a lot more shenanigans. We have a lot more beer to try.
This is your only show.
So we come back. We're going to have you get on guitar and play a little bit too, right?
Yeah.
So fun stuff. More fun stuff with Jenny Absolutely. Angel. Check out her music, Jenny Angel Music.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be back. Stuff is rocking, man.
Hell yeah.
Aren't you singing?
More Beer Man Beer coming up.
Hey, what's up? It's Jamie Johnson from Hatebreed, and you're listening to the Beer Man Beer Podcast with Keg Kettles and Johnny Benson.
Rock on.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like Boston.
Look at Jenny Angel's jamming out to some Jenny Angel.
She's rocking.
Good stuff, man. Crank this up a little bit.
Sorry, I'm about to bust the table now.
Jenny Angel Music, wherever music is streamed.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Jenny Angel in studio. About to have some fun with Jenny Angel. But first, it's cannon. It's ball. It must be a cannonball.
And this is only because we haven't done really a lot of cannonballs.
We haven't done a lot of cannonballs, and I figured we'd have a nice southern shot in honor of...
a little moonshine, if you will.
Our country western singer. Writer. Howdy!
Now, when it comes to apple pie, do you taste apple pie in this?
You know, I taste like the spices. I taste
the spices?
Like what you
like
put
the sexy
in apple
spice?
Pie. I don't really taste a lot of apple in it.
Or sporty spice.
Ooh, what was your favorite spice, Jenny Angel?
Oh, geez, all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
You're a spice girl, huh?
I just loved looking at them.
You would have been, country spice.
Their outfits were epic. And now, I love their singing, their harmonies, and everything. I loved everything about the Spice Girls. I'm not going to lie.
So there was five, right?
I think so.
Was it five or six?
There was Scary.
Scary.
Sporty.
Sporty, mm-hmm. Baby, Ginger.
Baby.
And Chubby, right? There was a Chubby?
Victoria.
Victoria, she was a chubby.
They didn't have
a chubby.
Where was a chubby? Where was Chubby Spice?
Hold on, I don't know.
No love for the thick girls.
Posh.
Yes, Posh was.
Oh, Posh.
Victoria Beckham.
That was Beckham. Yeah. Bend them like Beckham. All right, in honor of the Spice Girls.
Don't you just name the Spice Girls? I'm kind of sick of myself.
Bend them like Beckham.
I love them.
Okay, Cannonball, go ahead. A little apple pie moonshine.
I wish I could drink like you guys.
I came really close to almost buying the jar of pickles. All right, next episode.
If I didn't have to drive, I'd be driving all over that.
Oh, man. Pickles.
Hey, Jenny, who famous people did people say you look like?
So I have a student today who said that I look like, what did he say? Amy Poehler, I've heard before, which was funny. And
okay, I get it.
Somebody else said... Oh, it was hysterical. My student came up and showed me a picture. She was in Trolls. He goes, "Are you somebody? I don't remember what it was." And I was like, "No, baby, I'm not. I'm not that person." He goes, "You are Kim somebody or something. I don't remember."
I get a Martha Plimpton vibe from Jenny Angel. You know who Martha Plimpton is from Raising Hope in the Goonies?
In the Goonies, yes.
No.
You know who that is?
No.
All right, we'll have to...
I know the Goonies. No, I know the Goonies, but I don't know who Martha plays.
But she played in the Goonies.
But more of a Raising Hope because of the Southern accent and all that.
Oh, Raising Hope?
Raising Hope was funny.
What a great show.
It was so good.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
All right.
It was so off the wall.
Yeah.
Funny. And you do. As I look at you more.
That's Martha. It's a good thing, right?
I don't know. That's
okay. I think it's a good thing.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Right. Now I need to know who this person is.
I either get Stone Cold Steve Austin or Elmer Fudd. So,
and I get Seth Rogen sometimes.
I bet. That's funny.
All right.
Tunes wise, is there a favorite cover song you like to do? Or?
Oh, geez Louise, man. I've been covering a lot of Lainey Wilson off her Bell Bottom Country
good,
album.
Huh?
Let me tell you about some Lainey Wilson. Grease. Yeah, that's like numero uno, Wildflowers, Wild Horses. Mm-hmm. Love that one.
It's a song about a truck. It's a song about a truck, right?
I got a heart like a truck.
Oh, so good.
It's been drugged through the mud. Runs on dreams and gasoline. And that old highway holds a key. It's got a lead foot down when it's leaving. Lord knows it's taking a hell of a beating. A little bit of love is all that it's needing. But as good as it is tough, I got a heart like a truck.
That was the best performance we've had in the studio since Dennis J. Stratford busted out his harmonica.
Dude, that was good times. That was good times. Right?
Very good. That's beautiful, man. Well, we have a lot of comedians on.
Can you... Dude. All right. This is a mind-blowing episode right here.
I love Lainey Wilson.
So, bring Mr. Stratford on.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonica. Jenny Angel.
We'd have a whole Beer Man Beer concert.
Dude, that would be epic.
Like the Tiny Desk, I just applied for that contest. NPR Tiny Desk Contest 2024. I played Connecticut Cowboy for that.
I saw you posted that, yeah.
You can do that here.
Nice. I actually saw you.
But the desk you were behind was rather large.
It was my friend Sarah's desk at work, the teacher's desk.
Now you have a whole band?
Yeah, if we win, we go on a 10-city tour.
A 10-city tour?
A national 10-city tour. And I submitted Connecticut Cowboy for it.
Nice. But your desk was really big.
Yeah, I know.
There's no tiny about that desk.
I know, but they just said it had to be a desk and not to worry about specifics. So if she didn't say that, then I would have tried to do something.
Then why is it called Tiny Desk?
Because we're going to all scooch all behind a tiny desk.
Now it all makes sense.
And in the rules, it actually said just a desk needs to be present. You don't have to be too specific about it. So I posted that with the big old desk because it said let it snow, and I posted it in January. So.
What about that? She did the whole head thing, too.
She did.
And she did a little snap.
That's it.
Oh, man.
So what do you think of Beyonce's country song?
No good. Oh, that was directed to her. Sorry, I apologize.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I heard it in some like ads and stuff.
I checked it out on the
I've been too busy listening to it because I've been practicing for things.
It's not
but
country.
I'll check it out, maybe. I'll check it out. I heard like a couple different things about it, but the one thing, can I just be honest?
Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah, we love to be honest on this podcast.
It. We love honesty.
I just don't like her outfits. I don't think you should be walking around she had something on her twat that looked like a maxi pad. She had a metal maxi pad thing standing up in a video like this. And you're going to cross your bridge from wherever you were over into country music with that? Like, can you just like put on a fucking shirt or like some shorts with that top? Like, what are you doing? That's so stupid. You're such an idol for all these young girls growing up, and they're gonna walk around and they can't do what you do. They don't have security. You're not setting the right tone for these teenagers that are looking up for you, and that to me is disgusting. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
Okay, Sophie's choice.
I'm doing a mic drop right
so
here.
So as far Boom. As the song goes, I mean, it's probably great. I mean, I think that all of her music is amazing, I think she's an amazing artist, but I don't like the choices that she makes with her body.
Her body. No. Sophie's choice, Keg, if you had each opportunity. Beyonce and Taylor Swift are hanging over the edge of a boat. You can only save one of them. Who would it be?
Neither.
Oh, no.
I'm hitting that thing full throttle, baby. Full throttle, baby. Let the sharks eat them.
I thought the song was okay. It was good, and it did sound.
It's yeah. not
it sound
country.
Bad. Like I've heard like bits and pieces, but I haven't listened
country.
To the whole thing.
It was twangy and shit. It was, you know.
Yeah, I think from what I heard, it doesn't. It's not bad at all. It sounds it's good. It sounds like Beyonce. No, it's not bad. It sounds like Beyonce. It's good.
Why is a pop artist trying to bust into country?
I think she's just like hanging, like whatever. It's just.
Well, it's like when Michael Jordan played baseball.
It's like, come on, but I don't care that she's
like
coming over, but I'm
either.
Just like, can you put some sinking clothes on? Because Lainey Wilson, when she came down to Nashville and she had her first experience with Nashville that made her decide to want to be a singer.
Have you ever
she
met
was
her before?
14 years old. Not yet.
You got a passion for her, right?
But you have a passion.
A
you
and I opened for her at Barefoot Country Music Festival, so I got to see her live up close and personal.
But you never met her?
No.
Oh, imagine
that's
that.
That's some bullshit right there.
Yeah. Because, you know, remember when we saw Cometa open up for, I can't think of the other, All American Rejects.
All American Rejects.
I mean, they got to hang
out.
Yeah,
we were a little bit of Rejects that day, too.
Well, it was like a big festival, though.
Yeah, but I mean.
And I opened on Friday. I got to go backstage for Blake Shelton's birthday party, but I didn't get to meet him, but I got to drink tequila.
Did you meet Stefani?
A bunch of people. Nah.
Who are the cool people you met since you've been playing
music?
Oh,
there's so many. I couldn't even.
How about Hardy? I know you're a big Hardy fan, too.
He was there, too.
Yeah, I'm not
and
really
I got to
Hardy
see him in Greenville
fan.
Comet.
Which Hardy, Jeff or Matt?
Neither.
I'm sorry.
Come on, I'm a metalhead and a country guy.
Uh-oh.
I'm not really sure Hardy is like, I don't know. Is he really country?
Somebody put quit on a napkin.
I don't know.
Hey, John,
anything.
Cannonball. Cannonball.
All right, let's do a cannonball.
Hold on.
We got a whole lot.
This knapsack is not a parachute.
We got a whole lot of apple moonshine there. We're doing the moonshine at all.
Oh, man, I'm free falling on this one, baby.
Tom Petty there. Free ball.
A little bit of a Friends quote in there, too. But anyway.
I love Hardy. Okay. I love Hardy so much.
What's with the blue hair, Jenny?
I just love this color. It matches my car and my roller skates and my purse.
It does match your car.
You got the blue braid. You got a little blue car. Perfect, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I have pink in it too because it's just.
Do you have a lot of blue glasses to go?
I did, but they broke. I got to get a new screw.
Oh, son of a bitch!
I just need to get a little screwdriver and get a new screw.
A little duct tape will work, you know.
So I had the duct tape on it, but it's not. It's loose. It's kind of falling out.
If you can't duck it, fuck it. Anyway,
I need a screw, but I just haven't stopped at the dollar store. I will.
So what's your...
Would you really depend on dollar store duct tape?
Well, the little eyeglass kit. It's like a dollar.
I got one. You want it? I got one.
Yeah, I'll take it home. Thanks.
All right, good.
So how often are you doing shows?
So I'm trying to play not so often in like every area. So it's been like once a month in Poughkeepsie, which is kind of like, it's kind of like too often that I want to do, but it's for good causes. So I'm open to do it. If it were just like, let me just go play like acoustic just to make some money, and I'm playing every week in the same place, like I don't want to oversaturate the market where people are just able to see me all the time and they can depend on it. I want them to be able to look forward to like the ticket selling shows and the paying shows and the shows that are benefiting people who are suffering from things and whatever and such and whatnot. So, but like, you know, the Cherry Blossom Festival is going to be really cool, and then I'm playing at Carmine's in the deli on the 29th of March.
Ooh, the deli.
So that's twice this month around here. You know the deli?
I would really like to see the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Cherry Blossom Festival is really cool. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there on the 24th from 12:50 to I think it's 1:15. And
that's a Sunday, right?
Lots of really good singers that are coming down there. I think it's a Saturday.
A Saturday. Yeah.
So I'm going to drive down there, play. Beer's good.
Good beer.
And it's a beautiful atmosphere. Oh, my God, the cherry blossoms.
Oh, that got to be nice. Yeah. I don't know. I got some family.
There is nothing like a really beautiful cherry blossom. I mean, the way that I had a weeping cherry in my first house, just beautiful.
Really?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the weeping cherry.
I wish we had cherries. We have apple. Peaches.
Moving to the country.
I played my music class the other day, dude.
I thought what you're saying.
See a music video.
What a great.
We've been drinking
great,
together for too long.
Tune.
Oh man.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by man.
Jenny, what's your top four country artists? If you could narrow it down to four.
Country artist Lainey Wilson.
Hardy. Hey, listen, I'm going to go get you another beer. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You continue.
Lainey Wilson, Hardy.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Morgan Wallen.
I do like Morgan Wallen.
I love Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers.
What do you feel of Jelly Roll?
I listened to a couple of his songs.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Luke Combs, I like too. There's too many. Like I can't say top like anything.
Hey,
but
tell her about how we met Luke Combs.
Oh my God, I love Luke Combs. Really?
No, we met a guy who looked just like Luke Combs and took a picture with him.
It's really funny.
We'd love to meet the real Luke Combs.
I didn't meet him, but I got written up in an article.
You know who we did meet? Keg Kettles and I met Tennille Towns.
Oh, she's hot.
Yep. Yeah, we got a photo with Tennille.
Yeah.
Oh, we sure did.
Mm-hmm. She's cool. She's got some cool songs.
You got more beer from Pesky.
Yeah, I got more beer.
More beer, man. Oh. Beer.
Doggone it. Beer.
All right, here we go. We got more beer.
Tell me,
where we continue. I'm not ready yet.
You're not ready yet.
I got to pull this up.
So is there a dream artist you want to open for?
Lainey Wilson.
Lainey Wilson's your guy. We got to make this happen.
Can you?
We have no pull. But we'll try.
Just keep talking about it. That's
if
all.
If we
hey, listen.
Hashtag.
I tag her in all this
stuff. Make Jenny get Jenny to beat Lainey Wilson.
I just tagged her in a song I covered at the VA at the VFW. I was out there hanging out playing some songs over there, and
she does a song with Jelly Roll.
New Windsor, she does.
Oh, so good too. Yeah.
Yep, love that song.
Mm-hmm. I just can't get into Jelly Roll. I mean, listen, I get his voice is. Very soulful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, he's been kind of jumping through different genres. You know, he's gone through, like, isn't it like the rap stuff? He does, like, rappy stuff. And I know he did some stuff with, oh, man, what a brain fart.
He performs with the rappers.
He's done all kinds of stuff. He's done some country stuff too. I just can't get into him. I know when he came to Bridgeport, and I was like, and then you asked, you're like, you want to go? I was like, I kind of
regret missing that concert, but he'll be back. He'll be back.
I'd see him if I had time.
What's your guilty pleasure music that you like? Like the band, the group you don't want to admit you like.
That I don't want to admit.
I know everybody loves their own stuff, so there's really no guilty pleasure, but.
I just listen to everything. I don't know. I listen to Doja Cat. I listen to Sexy Red. I listen to Eric Dalton. I listen to Natasha B. I listen to Iko. They're like all these local people from around here. I listen to a lot of people.
I have no idea.
The one I knew about was Doja Cat.
I've heard of her.
Hank Williams Sr. What was I blasting? Tyler Childers all the time. Zach Bryan all the time. Morgan Wallen all the time. I have like playlists everywhere. I mix them all up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what I did, Jenny. Did
How about Mark Chestnut?
I heard of him, yeah, I think. What's the song? Wait, is he real?
Yeah, no, he's real. He's real country.
You know
artist.
Who I really like right now? Benson Boone. Have you heard of him?
No relation.
There's a Johnny Benson right there.
Benson
no,
Boone.
I'm Benson
no,
Boone.
First name. Benson and then last name.
That's Boone. Pony Boy right there.
Is this it?
More beer.
It's really good.
All right, what are we drinking, Kate Kettles? You know?
This is now a Rausch beer.
Sounds German.
Look at that. It's a traditional German beer.
Tastes like it.
Brewed with a beech wood smoked malt.
Oh.
You can definitely, on the nose, you definitely get a nice smoky.
Yeah, that smoke, yeah.
Nice smoky malt sniff.
Yeah, I got that.
This is also one of those.
Wow, that's good, man.
It's literally like a meal in a cup.
Wow.
Dude, I love the smoky smell.
The smoke, yeah, man.
I can smell it. It smells
it's definitely
like,
coming through.
It smells like, I don't know, like there's a little bit of a wildfire when you're on a hike.
Yeah, this would go good with some really nice
I can't access
nice meats, I think.
This Rausch beer is really good, man.
That's good beer, man. Good beer. Pesky.
So the one thing that we didn't say the last time, the Black Walnut Stout, that came in at 6% ABV. And this does the same thing. 6%.
All right, it's a little mid-grade.
Right? I liked how the Black Walnut was a little bit more of like a thicker, fuller kind of beer. This is a little lighter. You can see right through it.
But even with the stout, you did get that vanilla come through in the sniff, which was very nice. Mm-hmm. And you got that Black Walnut, but it wasn't so heavy like a walnut could possibly be.
Pesky really he puts a lot of work into his beer and
he does. He's a genius when it comes to this.
Why is he not famous?
He's really one of those guys that really pays attention to detail. He's all about the detail and he's all about making sure that his recipe is tweaked to perfection. And that's the thing. Why is he not famous?
Speaking of why they're not famous, Jetty. When you hit it big, can we get some free tickets or what? Can we get some
front rows? What
you talking about? A little VIP backstage passes.
You sure can.
Wow.
Look at that, Jetty. All right.
I'm going to starve on my mic, man.
Hit me up. Let me know when you're in town.
Who's your old school country that you like?
Hank Williams Sr.
Look, Hank Williams Sr. Okay, all right.
Not Junior. Not Bo Cephas, huh?
Senior.
The
real man behind everything.
My daughter got a little mouthy with me in the car the other day, so as torture, I put on 60s country and blasted it the whole ride. So she got to hear a little Glenn Campbell, a little bit of Roger Miller, you know, wackadoo, you know,
wow.
All that old school country, you know, I just blasted it.
And you know what? And I feel this way, like stuff that I listened to, like when my parents were younger and we were younger and all that. And the torture that we received in the car because we can never change the dial.
Yeah, we were in the back of an Aries K listening to Melissa Manchester say, "You can't hear how he talks about you."
But let's think about that today. When that song comes on, you know the song, and you
remember,
appreciate the song, and it takes you back to that time.
Takes you back with that damn Burger King burger tasted good, man.
Exactly.
No, I never eat
exactly.
Burger King.
The best Burger King in Connecticut is in Torrington.
You're getting McDonald's anyway, after this.
Are you?
Yeah.
You got a few on the way down on the highway.
I know.
But to appreciate those songs today, I listen to a lot of those songs.
Oh, yeah.
The Bridge.
Thanks to Spotify, where you could check out Jenny Angel's. Jenny Angel. I keep making you plural.
It's okay.
That happens a lot. Some people call keg kegs.
Well, listen, if you drink a lot of this, you're going to see two of her anyway. So.
That's probably right.
Most indefinitely.
So this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is really
beer.
Amazing.
Pesky's hitting it out. Do you have another beer from Pesky?
So we have two Black Walnut. We have two Rausch.
All right.
And we have one Hefeweizen.
Oh, man.
That sounds like an exotic cow.
But... You know, I never looked at it that way. It does sound like an exotic cow. See, I can never drink another Hefeweizen without thinking. Watch out! Watch your head over there.
Hold on a second.
Wow, she really She's. I think
all right, you want to hear? You want to hear Jenny do a cover on the way to break?
Okay, good. Yes.
I tell you what, we go to break. Maybe when we get back from break, we'll hear.
I've never seen anybody.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Maybe we'll get Jenny on the guitar when we come back.
Okay.
And I got a beer to try from White Plains.
I am intrigued.
White Plains. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I just really crack myself up.
You do a good job with that. That's good. We love having you here.
Absolutely.
Jenny Angel's music. Check out Spotify, Apple Music, wherever.
I need something you prove.
Oh, yeah.
Something smaller than
this is the song that I've been listening to, and I couldn't think of the name. This is a great song.
Good job.
Sing it, Jenny.
I need something you prove. Oh, I need something you prove.
Oh, yeah.
You roam the roads and you ran the streets.
Wow,
we
nice.
All know that you had no palace.
Get your cigarette lighters in the air.
I just thought about that now, yeah.
Try not to cry, guys.
Why would you leave Dallas?
One day walking at the grape of
mine. I don't know.
It's deep.
Dark, handsome, and tall.
Well, true story. We were in the writing room for like 6 hours crying on each other.
Really? True story, huh? Who'd you write with this song with?
My really good friend, Deb.
Good friend, Deb. All right. Shout out to good friend, Deb. Let's do a Cannonball.
What up, Deb?
In honor of Deb.
Right? Love you, Deb. I love you so much, Deb. I'm going to text you after this.
Cannonball for Deb, everybody. Great song. That is a letter to myself. Right?
Past self.
Letter to your past self.
Yeah, sorry. It's kind of just ridiculous.
It's kind of like a Miranda Lambert meets...
Are you a fan of Miranda?
Brad Paisley.
Yeah, we Keg Kettles and I think we saw three times Miranda live.
Yeah. Yeah, love that sounds
Miranda.
About right.
Love Miranda.
And Brad Paisley, we saw him numerous times, I believe.
Yeah, we saw them all.
But it's kind of like
we
a collective.
The country.
It's definitely collective.
Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
And you had mentioned Tennille Towns before as
Tennille Towns, yeah. We have a photo of Kate Kettles
and
myself. With
and you know what? She was really cool with my daughter. She actually like passed along her actual cell phone number to my daughter.
Nice.
Aww.
For her to reach out. And
that's
I thought,
so sweet.
Really, I mean, what artist would do that?
Right.
Very cool. Shout out to Tennille.
Mm-hmm.
Tennille. Jenny, you wouldn't give your number out to anybody, right?
I'd give it to my graduated
students. 8675309.
I give it out to a lot of people if they need
I'm
help.
I'm just teasing you. Of course you do.
I don't have her number.
Not like that.
I gave her my number.
Yeah, you did. I didn't even call it because I didn't even listen to your directions.
Yeah, see? No one listen to Keg Kettles, man.
It's not on purpose.
No respect. Hey, I got no respect. Cannonball.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we just did a Cannonball, and I think this is the first live performance we've had on purpose, anyways, in the studio, right?
Because
I think the only other musician we had was when Dennis J. Stratford played the harmonica, and he just busted that out without us knowing, right?
All right, but let's talk about that. To have Dennis in the studio.
With Jenny. Yeah.
Dude.
You're like a Huey Lewis cover or something like that?
It would be dripping with soul.
All right.
Yeah, why not? We can extract souls.
Dude. John, let's make it happen.
All right. Well, Jenny, while you got the guitar out, let's hear some tunes, man.
All right. Here's my new song. Broadway, packing up my guitar when I heard him say, thought your songs from now were really good, I'd like to buy you a cold beer if I could.
Oh, yeah.
Must be yanking my chain, a Yankee country fan. City sticking Lululemon, and Red Sox loving man. New England's best dry and redneck. Wants to buy a new big one in his outback. Boy, he's looking real cute in red and Perry boots. But that LL Bean flannel gives away your roots. Wants to give up his grinder for a poor boy. Poking fun at him.
That was fantastic.
You like that?
That was beautiful.
You can absolutely get that. You can listen to that without me even being here.
That's it, man.
Thanks. Thank you.
Angel Music.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Music, where else? Amazon.
Oh,
right.
Anywhere that streams.
And anywhere you can hear our podcast
as
well.
True. You can also hear the Beer Man Beer podcast as
That's really cool.
She's really enjoying the beer.
Who is?
Johnny is.
You know what? My glass is empty for some reason.
Sorry, John. Here, have some more.
This is more
of this Rausch beer.
Rausch beer, and we got to try this beer I had from
Industrial Mechanics is the shiznit. So Pesky,
such good shit.
You're the man.
The man.
You want to crack out?
The smoky malt smells, man.
Good stuff. You want to crack out a cover for us or what?
What you want?
You pick. Dealer's choice.
This is going to be a little difficult. Hold on. Can I access this on this kind of equipment in this? Hold on.
Do you need a metronome?
I mean, I just don't really, I mean, I don't
you
know.
You the words?
Well, I don't know. I mean, see, that's the thing. I could do a cover.
You can play another one of yours if you want.
How about some Sublime?
What should I do? I might have Sublime. Want me to check my set list?
Oh, yeah. Let's do some Sublime.
What's the name of the Sublime? Santeria, is that one? I think Santeria, I did that a couple of my at my shows.
Is what I got.
I don't have it. I have to download it, and I can't.
All right,
sorry.
All right, no problem.
I don't know.
Loving is what I got.
Look at the different colored fingernails you got.
Gotta have an accent now.
Your favorite
color
is all the colors.
Can I play another original?
She is very colorful.
Very colorful, yeah.
I love Rainbow. Can I play you another original?
Yeah, is this a romper room song?
How what?
A romper room song. Oh, what? Sorry.
What does romper room mean?
Yeah, no.
That's from back in the day.
I mean, I want to say yeah, but I don't understand.
All right, so, we're not going to get into it.
All right, you play another original.
You sure? Okay.
We'll tell you after you play the song.
All right, tell me if you like it.
I like it.
Heading right back down. I'm Nashville bound. Like I always said, cars are rolling back. I cannot wait to see your eyes looking at me and your beautiful face in my favorite place. We met on town. Bubble around. We went back to your place on a perfect day. I'd rather walk here with you. These men I'm truly loving. Every second I'm here spending with you. And I go walking through the woods that evening. We saw the city skyline and the lights were so damn bright.
Yeehaw!
You near me, it's pure bliss. I may walk with you for the rest of my life.
Oh yeah,
that's gold.
There we go.
That was purely from my imagination.
That right from the imagination, right? You dug deep for that one.
That was good. That was really good.
We're huge fans. Where are we going to be able to come check you out? Because I don't know if we're going to make it to Washington, D.C.
Well, if you can't make it to D.C., come to Elmsford, New York at the Deli. I'm going to be playing a show with the Dylan Doyle Band. I'll be playing my set before them and their band, so I'm going to hang
Dylan
out there
Doyle
for a little
band.
Bit.
So Elmsford.
Elmsford, New York at the Deli.
All right. That's not bad.
At the Deli.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad drive.
So we can get like a hoagie and shit?
So yeah, there's food, but it's only beer and wine.
That's for Upper Alley.
Only beer?
Hello.
I think it's $15.
What do you mean only beer?
$15?
Yep.
Oh, we got that. We got that in the jar.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Put the F jar money towards it.
You're going to hear some really good music.
All right. Speaking
of
the F jar.
That's March 29th, you say?
29th is the deli. Yep, March.
29th is the deli. All right, we're putting that down.
Oh, man.
Perhaps you'll see Keg Kettles. And if you see Keg Kettles and myself at a concert and you say the magic words,
Beer Man Beer,
we'll buy you a beer.
Hell you.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
We haven't said that in a very long time.
Yeah.
And not to mention, our first episode, we still can't find it.
Now, we did lose our first episode.
We lost it.
Imagine losing a song.
Have
you ever lost a song?
No.
No?
No, we lost an episode.
Yeah, we lost an episode.
I lost a bunch of boyfriends. On purpose.
Boo!
Sorry, that sounded like I murdered the people. But
two snaps in the Z.
Okay.
Hey.
What's your no, not hitting on you, but what's your status?
I don't know how to answer that question. Hold on.
You had to preference it.
I had to make sure
I'm
I was
not hitting on
just,
you.
Just curious, as like, is there a Mr. Angel? Is there a?
Not married yet.
How about Johnny Angel?
Is there a Johnny?
That's
married.
A song.
I'm not married. There actually is a Johnny Angel from Louisiana, but no, I'm not with him.
No. Whoever you're with, are they a musician too or no?
Maybe, I don't know.
You don't know.
We'll find out. Maybe. Listen. I can't get all up in that business.
All right. We'll keep that.
Johnny's on the market.
Keep that quiet.
I don't know him really. I just know like that there's a musician. There is a musician named Johnny Angel.
Yeah.
But he's not.
It's also a song.
He's no Jenny Angel.
I know.
Do you like comedians?
Fuck yeah. My best friend is a comedian, Shannon Cook.
Yeah, you know, she was telling me about her before.
She was on Levity.
Can we get Shannon on the show?
I would love to get her up on here. Yeah, in a millisecond. All right,
so.
Jenny's face.
Wow.
But I don't know what's going on.
This got a little awkward. And
you want to try another beer?
No, I want to bring Shannon here so we can hang out.
Anytime.
But no, she can't.
Anytime. Will you come on more often? Because you're a lot of fun.
Well, you guys got to let me know, but I don't know. We got some things coming on.
I know, you got stuff. Whatever you got, something you want to promote or come.
Yeah.
But we're going to come see you live, definitely.
I'd like that.
I'm still, so Shannon.
Shannon Cook. She's an amazing comedian. She played my birthday party. She roasted me and the owner of the bar.
She roasted you?
Yeah, it was hysterical.
Funny, huh?
John?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something there.
We gotta have Shannon on the show.
I know. She's fun.
All right. Let's try this beer.
Which one? Oh, the beer that's sitting right in front of me.
Beer right in front of you. Let me put my broken reader glasses on so I can tell you about this beer.
So this is from Wolf and Warrior.
Yeah, I stopped there today in White Plains, New York. And this is a collab with New York Yankees great Paul the Warrior O'Neill.
Is that what he was called?
That's what it said. I couldn't tell you a baseball player. If one walked by the mall, I wouldn't know a famous baseball player.
The only thing I know about...
Maybe it was Daryl Strawberry. I know who it was.
Yeah.
Are we cool with our glasses? Are we...
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll finish our pesky and go right in.
Man,
for this...
that smalty malt comes through and so... It's such a delight on the nose, man.
Oh, pesky. Mm. Pesky.
It is really good.
Wow.
Pesky, we need more of your beer out there for everyone to share.
That's a favorite, man. Absolutely.
Now, Jenny, you're not a huge beer drinker, right?
The only time that I like beer, and I'm so happy, because if this were some kind of like light yellow stuff, I'd be not interested. But this, I love dessert beer, and this is an after dinner beer. You know what I mean? Like, so this is something I am
so like
a million percent interested
in. Coming up might be yellow.
Nah, I usually drink liquor. So like,
what kind of liquor?
Drinking a
like?
Beer, it's got to be
because
worth it.
Liquor is quicker.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I just really like vodka. I like vodka and seltzer, and I like Captain and Coke. Like I like the typical things. I like a gin and tonic every now and then.
Good stuff.
Like a straight whiskey. Like,
I love me some gin and tonic.
Oh yeah.
Beer's just not like if I have an opportunity to have one of something that might taste a little. You know, beer's just never my first choice. That's all. But all right. If I'm gonna have dessert, like if we're having cheesecake after this, like yeah.
Oh, fuck, where can we find
a
cheesecake?
Cheesecake. Oh my goodness.
Go for a cheesecake.
Dude, I'm so hungry. Right
I know.
Now.
Let's drink this beer and then we'll find something to eat.
Diner.
All right. So number 21.
Number 21. Yeah.
Number 21.
Let's see what it comes out. I did not try this beer when I was at the brewery. I tried about four other ones, but.
And I'm going in.
My man, the beer tender, said this is the one that we want to have on the show.
Oh, so that's the one that I probably wouldn't want.
Yeah, because that looks like a real beer.
Johnny.
I'm going in. Well, would you want to taste it, Jenny? A little tiny bit for Jenny.
Yeah, just give me a little smidge because driving. Thanks.
All right, I'm going
to
go.
We need to be responsible.
Always.
Absolutely.
Always.
Take a tiny sip.
All right, going
so for far, everything else has been amazing.
Like to taste it? Here we go.
You get the citra coming through in the nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's a little strong.
Oh, dude, this is good.
Dude, there's a lot of
that's
hops
a lot
coming
of like
this.
A grapefruit, huh? Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
what's
of hops.
What's this called?
This is the Warrior 21, an India Pale Ale.
Some mosaic, maybe?
Oh, I got the hops right here. Hang on. I'm sorry, brother.
Wow.
I should have said that earlier.
Dude,
I got the,
this is super hoppy on the nose.
All right, we got Citra, we got Lotus, we got Mosaic. But it's smooth, though. And it's not like...
It's really smooth.
It's
really?
Not, it's not like drinking freaking sandpaper, you know?
And what's the, no, what's the really ABV smooth. On this?
This is a 6.5 ABV.
6.5.
What kind of fruit is in this?
There is no fruit at all.
What?
That's just all hops.
This
in
is
the,
all hops.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No fruit. It's a great combination. Because you definitely get that grapefruit that comes through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, almost.
Yeah, what are the different hops? Can we list them? What are they? Can you say them?
Yeah, sure can. This is...
What the heck, man?
Man.
Citra hops.
This is very...
You're sitting on classified information over there. Spill
this
it.
Is very floral.
Yeah, right?
It's got Lotus hops. It's got Mosaic hops.
It's nice.
Such good stuff. You like... Jenny likes beer.
What's wrong with me?
Who would know you'd even drink a Yankees beer? Well, the Mets aren't making any beers, right?
I digress.
Good stuff.
No, that is good.
Definitely, I would say definitely if you're in the New York area, check out Wolf and Warrior. Really nice spot.
That's in White Plains,
right in White Plains.
What's it called again? Wolf and
Warrior. Yep. That is
so, is it off of 287?
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, because it's 6 right there.
Is it White?
Right in downtown.
Exit 6?
Yeah.
Nice.
Get out of here.
Exit 6. It's right there. And I got lucky enough to get a parking spot right in front of the place. I don't know if it'll ever
Dude,
happen
did I
again,
get
but...
off on Broadway?
I wasn't looking at road names. I was just following the GPS.
So exit 6,
yep.
I get off over there to go to work.
Oh, but... it's right there downtown. Right?
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, son of a gun.
Downtown where?
And White Plains.
And White Plains.
Well, oh, yeah, duh.
New York.
I went to Barbizon there. When I was
Barbizon? What the hell were you doing there?
Wow! That is old.
Barbizon.
Did I just give away my age?
You're not old, but Barbizon.
Oh, we're old.
Remember the commercials for Barbizon?
They had Barbizon in the 90s?
That is old.
Remember Barbizon in the 80s?
What the hell did you... They have
remember
a,
the commercials?
Did they have a country music course in Barbizon?
Remember the commercials?
Is that where you learned to get the blue fucking braid or what?
That's how I learned how to put mask like mask
that's like Apex,
on,
man.
And how to stand on the stage and
oh,
Caldon, take me away.
You know I'm Barbizon. An actress, right?
Yeah, you've been acting since you were 12 years old, right?
Holy moly!
I was just on set.
Not that we were prepared with notes or anything, but yeah, you were. We were on set with. Get in that mic and talk a little bit.
I can't say anything about what the movie was. But I was on set.
You were on set. Okay, we believe you.
And, yep. So that movie's going to come out. I don't remember when. But it's a movie you'll see in the theaters. But I'm not, I don't have any speaking role. I'm just background. Like,
just background?
Yeah, like Arnold Schwarzenegger used to do.
Do we see the back of your head? Or do we see the front of you? Or
front face like this.
Are you playing? Oh.
Gonna, it's a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. All right.
It's perfect. Not the tumor. Well, you were in some horror movies, right?
Not good horror movies. Not like you do. I was in a real cheesy horror movie.
You were in some what? D-Flix, right?
There's a movie on Tubi. You can see me.
No, that's funny. I have one or two
D-Flix.
Of those.
Yeah, it's a really bad
not
movie.
Even a B-Flix.
I was an
D-Flix.
Alien in one.
Yep. I was a zombie in a couple of them,
film.
And I was
good girl. She
I was
nice.
Beaten up on the streets of Bridgeport in a movie called. Oh, my God. I can't remember the name. The Bastard Son on Tubi. Check it out. 16 minutes in, I get my ass kicked.
That wasn't a Rob Zombie?
No. Rob Zombie would not even touch that fucking movie.
I can't wait to see it.
Anyways, are we doing a little solid, not solid, or what?
Yeah, we can do that.
A little
Should
solid,
I put
not solid.
This away?
Unless you want to jam one more tune. Or
no, I'll play solid.
Encore.
What do you want me to do?
We'll close it out. Let's go over our beers.
Yep.
And we'll plug where anything we need to plug, and then we'll have you play us out.
Okay, this good.
Okay, all right. So we'll go over our beers, which were some beers from Pesky at Industrial Mechanics Brewing.
All right, so the first beer was the Black Walnut Stout, 6% ABV.
I enjoyed it. It was delicious. I would go with a solid.
It was balanced.
Very balanced. What are you thinking, Jenny?
I'm going with a full solid. That was dessert in a glass. That was something that I would love to have with like a nice chocolate ice cream dish.
Oh,
wow. Watching some kind of a comedy movie or something.
I know.
The balance of the black walnut, the cacao, and the Madagascar vanilla, solid.
Dessert beer. Well, it was good. 10 for me.
It was very clean, crisp, and delicious.
Oh, yeah.
And all right, John.
The second one was a smoke, right?
That was the Rausch beer.
German.
Smoky again, flavor.
Traditional German beer with a smoked malt. That was absolutely smoke. Delicious.
Very good.
And the thing about the smoked, it wasn't fake.
Mm-hmm.
The malt smoked, it came through in the brew. It was great.
And then we got the Warrior 21 from the Wolf and Warrior.
Dude, that was a great beer, man.
Great beer.
This might be my roller coaster for this.
Was that the fruity one?
Huh? Well, you thought it was fruity. I don't think there's any fruit in it. But,
the grapefruit. There's no grapefruit.
That's
loaded
dangerous.
With hops, very citrusy flavor too, very smooth.
But when I think of like a beer.
Yeah, that one's really good.
This could be my go-to if they had it on tap. All right. That's a great beer.
All right. Tell you what, we'll do the plugs. We'll tell you what. Ken Kettles, where can we see you coming up anytime soon?
Yeah.
Actually, March 2nd at your birthday bash.
Okay, this will probably air after that. But
yeah, it's gonna
We'll be at April Sours, though.
Wait, where's this?
Who?
I want to know.
What?
The birthday bash.
Oh, that'll be sad this Saturday.
In West Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah. But,
April Sours.
April Sours. We will be live
Sons.
Podcasting.
What day is that? It's a Saturday.
That is April the, I believe it's the 6th.
It's the 5th.
Saturday's the 6th?
Right.
The 5th or the 6th?
Wait, no.
Hold, please. Hold on.
This Saturday's the 2nd. Tomorrow's the 1st. Saturday's the 2nd.
Hold, please.
All right. Holding. We're holding.
March.
Hold, please. April 6th,
yes.
Oh. We will be at Bad Sons in the Barrel Room.
Yes.
Doing our thing.
We'll be giving away some swag and
dude, we got to come in swinging with our swag.
So much swag will be there, you know. And I believe if it's not already sold out, it's almost sold out.
It's sold out completely.
So if you have tickets, you want to hang out with us, we'll be there.
And the thing is, we got to bring the wheel.
We got the wheel, yeah. And Bree will be with us.
Ah, Bree.
They got the Breeze. The Breeze will be there. If you want to check me out doing stand-up, March the 22nd, I'll be at the Cabaret Theater in East Haven with Irene Bremis and Fudge and Suzanne McCormick. And where will you be, Jenny?
Nowhere on the 22nd, but maybe I'll bring Shannon to come see you guys laugh it up. That sounds like fun.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
But, 24th, I'll be in Washington, D.C., Cherry Blossom Festival, and 29th, I'll be in Elmsford, New York, and then from the 4th to the 7th, I'll be in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, so, and Jenny Angel Music for all your music needs. Where else can they follow you at?
Yeah, at Jenny Angel Music on everything, J-E-N-N-I-E, and then Angel Like the Creature Music, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Twitter is Jen Angel. I don't know, because it just couldn't fit the next two letters. And we got a new song coming out called Heartfelt. So follow and check it out.
All right. Do you want to close us out with a tune? Or?
Shona.
All right. Well, this is Beer Man Beer, Keg Kettles, Johnny Benson. And follow us and follow Jenny Angel. And we'll all hang out one day.
That sounds like fun.
It does.
What should I do? Here.
You pick. Yeah, dealer's choice.
Cowboys aren't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and Old Bay Levi's, each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he'll die young. He'll probably just ride away. Mamas don't let babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick it. guitars and drive them old trucks. They don't be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even someone you love.
Oh yeah.